What's the difference, because I don't see any, between intelligent design theory and creationism?
Well, I think creationism gets entangled in biblical interpretations, Genesis. It gets entangled in the religion argument here. And I'm not advocating that the strict creationist approach or the strict interpretation of the Bible. And the creationism, it's a term that is used in a derogatory sense by the folks who are pro-Darwin and pejorative, and sometimes thinking people who believe that are foolish, and it goes on and on and on. And so I'm not promoting the biblical interpretation of how life came about. And so creationism seems to be entwined in that. And then once you get entwined in that, you get caught up in all the other buzzwords and problems. I mean, the homosexuality thing comes out, the Bush War comes out, a whole long list of things get caught up in it. And so I don't want to go there, and I may or may not feel the way they think I feel, and it has nothing to do with what I'm saying. So I admit God did it, or at least I think God did it. And I keep pointing out in my books, I mean, both books are loaded with examples of what appears to be complex design. It's not just, I can't believe it, it's complicated. It's way beyond that. I mean, for instance, the whale. There are no pre-whale fossils.
Okay, I mean, we've got a lot of examples,
yeah.
Obviously. But okay. I mean, but, you know, it still is mind-boggling. In terms of how someone like Darwin, who was supposed to be very intelligent, mm-hmm. pushed his theory, and how it still continues to split right down the middle, and then how the intelligent design group continues to push, whether it becomes religious or not. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, if you believe in intelligent design, you believe in a higher power that created things. You agree
right.
with that?
Right.
Okay. So we get these two different camps. I mean, did Darwin never even think about the possibility of intelligent design?
He actually, I have several quotes in my talk where he talks about not believing a lot of things and wondering about if God had anything to do with it. And maybe on a break here, I can bring up my PowerPoint on my computer and give you the quotes if you're interested. But if one studies his life, and I've read most of his big works, and his life. And if one looks at his life, one gets the feeling that when his daughter died, she was around 11, his feeling about God began to change significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because this was a bad deed, and if God did this to him, you know, there either is no God or is a bad God or something along that line, simplistic. And so one gets the feeling, I don't know if I'm correct, but one gets the feeling that he started changing his mind. But he comments about the absence of intermediate species in the fossil record. He knows that. He was given some false information, too, by a German professor, I think it's German, named Haeckel, and he had fudged some of the embryo drawings to make them look like we all start off looking like a fish and then a reptile and then an amphibian.
Right.
So he had some false data. He had some logical assumptions that weren't correct. And based on domesticated animals, in part, and pigeons. He liked to work with pigeons. The story, supposedly, is that the only monkeys he ever saw were at the zoo. You know, he didn't know inheritance. That's another thing. I mean, this is what he didn't know, which changes a lot of things. He thinks, or his theories talk about where we came from, but he didn't know why we look like our parents, and he actually says that. I have a quote of that from one of his books. Cannot figure out, you know, exactly why we resemble our parents so well. And so Mendel was published by then, but so the story goes, he had not read Mendel. And so he wasn't familiar with the peas and the pink
genetics
and the white.
And things like that. Yeah,
yeah, so he was basing it on, I don't knock him for his time per se, although, you know, there were a lot of politically incorrect things in his work too that he would not gotten published these days